Hello and welcome to the read-through of The Power of Podcasting, an article by Vocast. The Power of Podcasting. Podcasts are not a new format in 2020. Nevertheless, it is a marketing element with many and still untapped possibilities. Vocast has created a podcast list for fashion and home interior for each market to help our brands navigate in the podcasting sphere. The podcast market is predicted to break the $1 billion revenue threshold in 2021 based on current trends and growth, and despite the economic crisis. The medium is highly popular, to say the least, and is known for its loyal and engaged listeners. With increasingly saturated and crowded media channels, finding innovative ways to reach your target is undoubtedly becoming more difficult. By knowing more about the medium and how to navigate with it, brands will have the opportunity to benefit from sponsoring or partnering up with a podcast that will help boost brand awareness and reach beyond the existing customer base. So why not consider podcasting as a tool for your next marketing strategy? Research shows that people who listen to podcasts are more focused on the content as they have actively chosen to listen to the specific episode. Unlike the endless scroll, where the viewers filter out most of the visual content, for advertisers, an attractive factor of podcasting is the niche segments represented in the audible space, which is characterized by loyal trades and high recommendation power to their peers. Consequently, the podcast audience has its own features and particularities. The possibility for independent podcast producers or brands to compete with large-scale institutional podcast productions is comparable to the fraction of YouTube, blogging, and other social media, where the democratization of distribution and availability may enable these to successfully reach a mass audience. Considering that people are big fans of on-demand services, podcasts are flourishing and can additionally serve a popular binge experience. The word podcast comes from the first portable digital music device, known as the iPod. In fact, it's a combination of iPod and broadcast. The first iPods allowed people to carry their music around as digital files instead of tapes or CDs, and in addition, allowed people to create their own digital files for others to listen to as well, called podcasts. The features of the podcast audience. The growth of the podcast media represents an important opportunity for digital marketing audiences to have a high trust for podcasts and their hosts, and brands are slowly starting to invest larger sums into podcast advertising. Podcast consumption is increasing globally, with a few percent each year. In the UK alone, the weekly podcast listeners have nearly doubled in the past 5 years. An estimated 42 million Americans, 14%, are weekly podcast listeners. In Denmark, 18% of the population listens to podcasts on a weekly basis, with 31% of these being 15 to 31-year-olds. Which is why podcasts are starting to establish themselves on mainstream markets, representing important marketing opportunities for lifestyle brands. Typically, the podcast listener is a consumer with a higher education choosing podcasts specifically as a media in order to relax. In many ways, podcasts are a great media for those who seek other types of content to consume other than visual ones. The loyal podcast listener in the UK spends more than 3.6 hours a week listening to podcasts. Moreover, the majority of these state that they have recommended either a podcast or a product they have heard about in a podcast. This is an indicator that podcasts have a way higher engagement rate compared to other digital media, as audio becomes a different platform, just like video before it, for brands to speak directly to their most engaged consumers, while offering authentic content which could be compared to exclusive behind-the-scenes insight for brands. A modern company is of course also using podcasts as an active part of its branding strategy. Podcast listeners are also highly active on social media. As many as 93% of all podcast listeners are actually active social media users. Moreover, 52% listen to podcasts while driving and 46% while traveling. Podcasting and the lifestyle industry. Although luxury lifestyle brands are seldom synonymous with digital innovation, brands have started to experiment with the media over the past years. Admittedly, podcasts are not the widest reach tactic, and they are, by definition, not visual. Nevertheless, brands such as Hermes, Magella, Chanel, Miu Miu, and Chloe all now have their own in-house podcasts, as they represent opportunities for various marketing scopes, to engage listeners in their digital universe through storytelling. The new Beauty Floor at Saks has everything you might expect from a high-end emporium working to prove itself in the digital age. A custom foundation bar, a facial workout gym, and as of last week, a podcast in residence. Brand narrative. In addition to this, it can be a great contrast and contribution to the increasingly visual digital marketing strategies. Through podcasts, brands are able to tell the in-depth stories they are unable to tell through an Instagram post. The deeper communication messages, such as editorial works, have inevitably been neglected in the digital era, and in this way, podcasting is also a great tool to control the brand narrative. Podcasts should be used in order to address brand awareness and deepen the relationship with the existing target audience. More importantly, branded podcasts allow brands to strengthen its credibility within its actual market by reaching a target who is already engaged with the brand. Niche tool. Branded podcasts are a great tool, but they won't be your broadest reach tool. It is a great way to engage with your existing audience and deepen your relationship. The social nature of the podcast listener makes them even more inclined to be great mediators of word to mouth. 3 out of 5 podcast listeners claim to have recommended a podcast or to have recommended a product heard from a podcast. Narrator. The podcast host holds a key power as the narrator. It is key that this is an acknowledged and trusted person who the audience can relate to. As a brand, make sure to put your key persona behind the microphone for the most engaged and organic result. Moreover, podcasts offer a way to communicate to local audiences in their language, literally. While a branded podcast may seem like a larger investment for some, fear not. There are other ways to approach the media, podvertising. Keep up with the podcast lingo. Although podcasts aren't new under the sun, it can be difficult to keep track of the terminology. Vocast has summarized the key terms necessary for understanding the media and its context. Podvertising, podcast advertising, podcast directories, apps or online platforms where podcasts are listened and available to be listened to. Podcasting platforms, digital platforms where podcasts are produced or uploaded or both. Spoken banner, a kind of podcast advertising where a message from the advertiser is read out loud. Read-in advertising. Unlike the spoken banner, this is a kind of podcast advertising where the ad is integrated as content communicated directly by the podcast host. Branded podcast. A podcast produced by a brand with the aim to engage its listeners in their universe through storytelling. Podvertising. Partnering up with an already existing podcast is like partnering up with another brand. There are clear values, the host's image, and the audience's expectations to consider. This has been done strategically when selecting a program and moving forward with the sponsorship process. A podvertising sponsorship can take many forms, but the most common one is a direct response ad with a specific promotion that can easily be tracked through the point of sale. A direct response ad can therefore be evaluated to make sure that the brand gets their wanted ROI. Usually a podcast is measured in downloads, and a download can't assure a listen, which can become an issue in the long run. But podcasts have other perks that don't translate into statistics right away, but will have positive long-term effects on building your brand's image and creating awareness, which is essential in 2020. Benefits of podvertising. Mobility. Listeners can bring a podcast anywhere, which makes it part of their daily routine. Engagement. The most loyal audience of all mediums are podcast listeners. Multi-platform exposure. Most podcasts have multiple channels where they communicate, and the podvertising will have a wide spread on socials, newsletters, websites, etc. Selectivity. A podcast is carefully selected through a conscious choice by the listener. Buying power. The podcast audience is typically in the higher income brackets and are in a close relationship with the host, that have an influential recommendation power. Long-lasting endorsement. The nature of podcasts allow the advertisement to stay in the episode permanently, which means that the podvertisement can be downloaded in 2 years and still have an impact. Spacious. Visual mediums are crammed these days and everyone is there, but there is still room to fill in the audible space. When adjusting the tone of your brand's podvertisement, consider the listener's context. A survey constructed by Spotify in 2020 showed that 45% of listeners state that they wish brands could better speak to what they're doing when they hear ads. The podcast host, voice of influence and authority. Usually, podcast hosts are some kind of official persona who work hard and gradually gain their follower base. The relationship between a listener and the podcast host is often perceived as intimate, as the audience relates directly to the authority. The host gains a position of high trust, influencing his or her listeners, which is why utilizing the host-voiced advertising is so efficient. Thank you for listening. Explore our selected podcast profiles from all around the world below.